Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Ooh, boy, howdy do we ever. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right.
Hey, snow bunny.
Yes, we had a snow day yesterday.
Yeah, just mixed it up out on the streets. Got real stoned, got into some, Diana got into her old snowboarding gear.
Couldn't zip the pants.
Pants couldn't zip, but the goggles looked. Oh, you were just brave in that storm.
It's funny because you spend 5 minutes in the snow and you realize why people used to die all the time.
Yeah, our mortality was revealed to us through this funky blizzard weather.
It was. We were like a block from our house and couldn't see anything. And I was like, I think this is it.
Also, they forced us to start calling a blizzard like 4 inches of snow at this point. But that's where we're at.
It's a 24-hour news cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you know who's a whirlwind unto himself?
A 24-hour sex cycle.
You know this absurdist comedian and video artist? You've peeped his viral YouTube series, Gale, which HuffPo called perhaps one of the best things on the internet.
I agree with HuffPo. You're also on your way to buy tickets for a stand-up show at the Wilbur Theater in Boston on March 9th. We are slipping and sliding in our seats to welcome Chris Fleming.
Hey, Murph. Hi, Diana.
Hey.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. All the way from Los Angeles.
Yes.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Illegally parked outside.
Oh, shit. Just a flat burn from L.A. to that spot right out in front of here.
No stops.
Easy riders.
Yeah, I went in reverse the whole time.
Got to get that odometer going back.
Yep. Cameron style.
Yep.
Did you drive from L.A.?
Oh, no.
This is a rental.
Yeah, I landed in Boston. Yeah, that's where my family is, and I rented from Enterprise today.
And did the weather affect your travels?
Yeah. I was slip sliding around all day. I mean, that's why I'm a little bit late here today.
Yep.
Hey, we were late too.
Yes. We all came in a little bit late. Let's just blame
I guess no one needs to know that we were late.
No. This won't be time stamped in terms of when it was recorded.
Haas, could we add an hour of silence to the beginning of this podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Haas, you still with us?
Have you crossed over to another crossover?
Haas? I'm here.
Oh,
jeez.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll add an hour.
Thank you.
To the top of the episode.
60 minutes. Appreciate it.
Speaking of 60 minutes.
Do you want just like the sound of wind or just like static?
Oh, yeah.
Just nothing.
Oh, vultures. Yes, the vultures circling.
Great.
Oh, great.
And a crow kind of gnawing on something hard.
Yes.
Actually, could I just get a pick up from one of you guys on that? Just do the crow sound effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
I'll do a car
All right, so I'll just disperse those out throughout the hour.
Thank you, Haas.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it. We're a fancy podcast here.
We try. We really try to be.
You were talking. I was trying to be polite when you were, and be quiet in the corner when you guys were talking about snowboarding gear. I love how round snowboarding gear is.
Right?
Oh, yes. It is very round.
You become very.
Yeah, you do. You're so you can, I guess, roll down the hill, worst case scenario.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Well, when you start like talking round, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hit the pow-pow, brah, brah, yeah. Like everything's
Your
just...
voice turns around. You're just in a round state of mind.
Oompa, oompa,
oompa,
oompa. Oh, I was thinking more like, I forgot about that song. I was just thinking like a tuba oompa.
I was thinking how like everyone looks like an oompa loompa on
a
snowboard.
Yes.
Yeah, but the gear is so big.
Mm-hmm. Right, but they're such renegades usually.
They're incredible, just renegade athletes.
They're incredible renegades.
Well, and we were watching X Games recently.
Oh.
And there's
like
12-year-old girls flying like 29 feet up on the half pipe.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
We're like
not
any...
even on snowboards, just flying?
Just flying.
They're actually flying now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
12-year-old waifs.
I've seen that.
It's pretty crazy.
But like if you landed wrong, you would just snap your back on the side of like...
Oh, yeah. Your nose is just going to come clean off.
Yep.
You have no nose. You have no limbs at that point.
What would be your move if you were just shot out of a... Because I wouldn't be able to get enough momentum not being a renegade athlete myself.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was just shot out of some sort of machine that shot me down with the snowboard and you hit that ramp and you get that kind of air. If you don't know tricks
like
or how to land...
Like you're a human toboggan sort of?
Yes, kind of. I think that would be fun, but then in midair, what's the move? Is it to just like go limp or do you try a trick?
No, don't go limp.
No,
twist.
Never go limp.
Go limp is a no.
Go limp. No.
Immediately the head shakes.
No,
I think
no.
Car crash go limp, but if you go limp in the air there, you're just going to have a horrible crash.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wipe out? I wonder if you could like be like a worm athlete and kind of wiggle your body in a ways that you could still hit a jump.
Ooh, worm.
I think it could be good to like check your email, like texts, to really just kind of send home.
Clear out that
how
inbox.
How long you're going to be airborne that you're actually planning to...
Yep.
you're planning to be bored.
I like that.
You're
like, well, I'm gonna need to like a few social media posts here.
Yeah,
and you'd be another statistic who died while texting.
Yep. But you'd be the one. You'd be the one. They'd be like, died by texting. Most of them highway accidents. This one, X Games 2017.
I forgot about the X Games. I was in the wrong crowd for a while, and they were all about the. And I would always just be kind of shivering while we're watching the X Games.
Yeah, there's an intensity to it.
It's so intense.
Yep.
I love it.
They tried this year. There was a pair of brothers. One of them died. One of them crossed over a few years ago doing snowmobile tricks. And his younger brother tried for the first time in competition a double backflip, going on like a 500-pound snowmobile just up a ramp and then tried to do two backflips and didn't land it, didn't pull it off, didn't die. But
the problem with that is the snowmobile weighs a lot. So it's not just your own body weight. Like if it lands on you,
you're getting punished.
That's what killed his brother, and then he tried the same trick.
He tried.
When you said crossed over, it's
is that an X Games?
yeah, they use that a lot. Yeah.
They're like, crossing over, bro. Yeah, there's an X Games in heaven, bro, and I'm going to see you up there on those fluffy, puffy clouds. 180 touch, tip, grab. All right, what I was trying to say is that we're a classy podcast.
We try to be.
We wine and dine our guests.
Yes. We asked Chris his favorite bev, and he said, not to be a prude, but water, which is excellent, and not prude. We haven't had water in quite some time.
So it's pretty prude. I mean, I appreciate you guys meeting me where I'm at.
We're raging alcoholics, so whenever we get an excuse to hydrate,
we take it. Absolutely. Also, is milk pruder? I think milk might like
that's
just
more perverse. Yeah, that's a deviant's drink.
Milk's just gross.
It's the devil's drink.
Yeah, that's the real fiend in temperance. What kind of when you say you're alcoholics, what kind of alcohol do you guys imbibe?
Whiskey is my staple go-to. Yeah, I like a good Irish whiskey or bourbon.
I drink a lot of red wine every night.
Yes. Red wine, yes. Wow. Yes.
I also enjoy like a good sour beer. Sure. I love beer.
Yep. We go beers, whiskey, red wine.
We rarely mess with like sweeter cocktails.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll celebrate.
Occasionally, you know, you get a little grapefruit out and you feel funky.
You skin that guy.
Oh, you just... Just skin them.
Give them a gin bath.
Yep. Yeah.
You know mine?
What's yours?
You're not going to like this.
Oh, fuck.
Right. Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm sick.
They are going to love that because you're in a rare class at this point, I feel. You still got those old cases they've been saying.
They're sending him checks. So
yes.
I got to say.
Yeah, So you still, do you, can you find that at bars in Los Angeles?
No. You'll get let out. You'll get escorted out by a... By like TSA, actually.
Yeah,
they show up
they
somehow.
They screen. Yep. Yeah.
Very weird
and
connection.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens. There's like a shoot. No, but you can get
it's an
them.
Executive order, I think, that was signed recently.
There's
no Muslims and no Mike Hard.
Yes. Yes. And Mike's Hard, Glacier Berry. That's a big one lately.
Ooh.
My friends took acid, and I was supposed to be their spirit guide. And so I did. I took a 6-pack of Mike's Hard Glacier Berry, and I was tripping harder than
probably
anybody.
On those chemicals.
I saw the golden hyena.
Yes.
And I offered him he offered me a cappuccino.
Wow.
Yeah, a cappuccino with
I always assume when people don't ask for alcoholic beverages on this podcast that they're sober.
Yes.
So that I didn't ask you what your cocktail of choice
Oh no,
was.
I don't I try not to drink before a show, like a week before a show to try and stay lucid. And also just so I don't die.
Well, we took some acid about 15 minutes.
No, I saw you. No, I saw you doing that.
If we get any mics hard, we might want to pass it off to our spirit guide.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I was thinking that, but this is the wrong one. What
I'm on
those?
DDT. I'm on
DMT?
No, the pesticide.
Oh, yes.
DDT.
Oh, yes. DDT. Yeah. Yep.
Huffing.
Sorry, what were you saying?
The secret huff.
This is not Mike's Hard, so this is no longer relevant. But I was thinking of those icing when bros used to ice each other.
Oh, Smirnoff ice.
Smirnoff. Oh, yeah.
But that's like a similar, sweeter kind of premix.
Bros have this almost, they love hummingbird drinks like myself. And so they do it like, they've claimed that like ironically, but they genuinely like this guy who would always like try and make a man out of me in college, and like he'd wake me up at like 5 and be like, "We're going fishing," and he'd somehow get in our house, and I have no idea how he'd get in our house. No one knows because we had like real locks.
He used his manliness to get into the house.
Yes, yeah. His manliness. Oh, I thought you were saying like manliness, like a penis, but a leanness.
Yeah, his manliness.
but he had like a car that could go underwater. And he was like, all right, you know what, you little pansy, I got you some Mike's Hard. All right, we're going to have, I know how you like them, and fine, I'll drink it with you. I'm like, I don't even know if I, and he'd be just slamming them gleefully.
Yeah, so he's hiding behind his irony is what it is. Yeah.
I gave him the window.
Yes. Can we go back to the car that's also a boat?
Is that a submarine? Yeah. Was it?
It's a duck. That's a duck boat.
It was quite simply, yeah, it was a duck boat. No, it was a Land Rover that he made. He scuba'd it. It was the verb that they use in that community.
Wow.
In the Connecticut community. And you can like make snorkel or something.
So
you can just like crash it into a dam and like just it's a kind of spin around, do donuts in a dam, and then
like
go home.
A cartoon where like a little thing comes up. And
yeah,
there is
one of those.
Yes.
Like a periscope.
A little bit. Yeah, that's amazing.
Periscope. Like the little thing for our listeners.
And then the police pull you over and it's just a whole backseat full of empties of Mike's Hard. And they say, wow,
right.
You got into
drive
it again.
Drive into the river instead of being arrested.
Well, then there's the water police.
Oh,
yes,
God.
And they're and they are
don't
brutal,
get me started.
They're
also TSA, very weird.
Yeah. Right.
Can't bring
just
Mike's
wetter.
Yeah. Wetter.
Moist.
Pissed.
Drenched.
Ooh. So, Chris, are you single, looking to mingle?
Oh no! Why do you have an off? Is there some kind of?
I mean, they're cool.
You look like you're about to
just
knock down this wall.
Guys of a sex and relationship podcast, we always ask.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm in a relationship for
really.
Haas,
Haas.
Sorry, Haas.
Fine,
you can cross back over.
I thought I saw Haas eyeing my Priscilla earlier.
He was. Yes. Oh yes.
Those eyes dart.
he's got that perif.
Sick perif, Haas.
That like deer perif.
You got that kind of X Games perif, bro.
Yeah.
Thanks for noticing.
Get him in the pipe.
get him in the pipe, bro.
Hit that rail.
So yeah, so you're not looking to mingle, just kind of doing your thing and not.
I'm looking to mingle. I'm looking. I mean, I still have a Christian Mingle account.
That's what I'm basically.
If that's
getting
what
down.
You're
that's
asking.
What I was on out there when I said, excuse me,
I got a Christian
I got a CM
mingle.
Real quick.
I took the eHarmony test years ago just because people were saying that it was weird that you had to take a test. Apparently, they don't have it anymore, and they wouldn't let me on.
What's
I didn't want to join because it was like religious, but there's a test.
Like
that
a
you
neurological
have to take.
Exam?
Yeah.
No, to make sure that your like values fall in line with theirs. Because at the end of the test, they were like, you can't join because we don't feel confident that we'd be able to match you. But I think it was like, do you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? No,
really?
Like,
see, I
not
thought
really.
They might have widened their net.
I think
then,
they
or,
did.
Yeah,
and that's what they're saying now. We're basically a match or whatever.
Right.
But I just took it out of curiosity.
Sure.
It was like the fact that they have told me that I'm like not, you know, worthy of finding a match.
I think Tinder's the opposite, and you have to actually claim Satan as your Lord and Savior.
Yes. You have to denounce Jesus.
To get on it.
And perform a ritual.
Yeah.
It would make sense.
Slaughter a goat.
Yep.
Wow, that's wild. They didn't let you on.
Yeah.
Because
and I was,
they
like,
confident.
Very proud.
Yeah, you should be.
I wore
I'm
it
a,
as a badge.
Reject of, yeah.
Yeah. And now that's my Tinder.
And is that
tagline.
the older gentleman on the commercials that I see? Is that the same service you're talking about?
Yeah, which is also bizarre that they picked a very old single white man to be
white-haired white guy. Yeah,
their dating specialist.
Yeah, he knows. He seems to know a lot.
I don't think so.
He presents himself.
Well, he's a sex addict.
He is. That's what it is.
He's openly.
And he crossed over years ago.
Yeah. Oh, big time. No, he's communicating to the great beyond.
He's chosen the form of a crusty old white guy with white hair as just to present himself.
If you didn't have the hottest ass, I would.
Yeah. Oh God.
Doesn't quit. His ass just refuses to quit. Even
that thing is 360.
It is.
Oh wow.
Speaking of numbers and figures, what do you guys say we slide on over to sexy science?
Yeah.
Your best segue yet, dear.
Thank you, darling.
Well done.
What do we do here?
Well.
That was an unsatisfyingly short. Amount of time to groove to
groove.
That.
I know you just start to get going, and then the plug gets pulled.
And then you get embarrassed.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck was I dancing to?
For our listeners, Chris was dancing.
He was boogieing hard. He was 360, and
I did a backflip.
Didn't land it, but first successful or even attempt at the backflip. So what we do here is we like to discuss topical matters of the hearts and parts. These are ripped from the headlines.
Ripped from the headlines.
Wow.
This one was torn from our old rag friend Jezebel. The title of this article is Cannibalism is Perfectly Natural and Quite Useful, Argy's new book.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
That's the best part.
Oh, I can picture Hopkins just licking his chops there.
He did this thing. He has a line in that movie where he goes, he said he's talking about Buffalo Bill, mm-hmm. and Jodie Foster is missing the point, as she does for about 90% of the movie, and he's just like, catch up, Jodie. And she's like, oh, is he trans? And then Hannibal goes, no, his pathology is far more sinister. So he's like a judgy. He's a cannibal.
Ooh, I forgot that
one. And
he's
transphobic.
He's transphobic cannibal.
He's a cannibal. Like, yeah. You'd think he'd be open-minded.
He wants to know there are two sexes to the meats of people that I eat. There are men and there are women. Yeah. I need to know before I bite down.
Yeah.
He's also talking about a guy who's making a skin suit.
Well,
in order to transform. So I would actually give Hannibal a little credit.
But the way he says it, it's like more about the trans thing.
He's not judging the skin suit.
No, he would do the skin suit.
Yeah, that's just like he's got a closet full of skin suits. But it was the transformation, because didn't he attempt
far more sinister? So he's saying that trans is sinister.
Sinister. Yes,
but not as sinister as James Gunn.
James Gunn.
So he has a spectrum, though.
Yes, he does. Of sinister. It's true.
It's not that surprising to me, though, even though the hypocrisy of him being cannibal, because he's so, like, picky and weird and refined. It makes sense that he would have some
elitist
logic to his, like, madness.
Also, I mean, the 90s, it's fun. You know, you watch an SVU. God. Diana turned me on to this program. I don't know if you've ever seen The Lawn Order.
Of course.
They pride themselves on being really open-minded.
And progressive.
Okay.
But you don't have to go back too far where there's a lot of tranny hooker business thrown around.
They
just
say
very casually. There you go,
they
right.
Say
like
he
even
she.
03.
Yeah, even, yeah. Yeah.
They say he-she.
He-she, yes. Captain Cragen.
I can totally see that.
Yeah, he's just
being okay up to 2010. And then all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, no mention of it
embargo.
For a year. Until they figured, until NBC was like, let's see what.
Yeah, and now they're like.
Should we treat everyone like people? What about Cragen?
Yeah, so maybe that, exactly. Maybe a modern Hannibal Lecter wouldn't be transphobic.
No.
Maybe
we need
that
this
was
generation's
a sign of the times.
Hannibal.
Do you guys keep a list also of, I only did this recently, and this might be really fucked up, but a list of your friends, not friends, but people you know who you would consider consuming? Like, you can't, you have to like them
eating?
A certain amount,
yep.
But you can't like them too much.
I will say I haven't physically written anything down.
Oh, no,
I,
God, no. Yeah. Oh, never. No.
That's sinister. Too sinister.
No, I know, just for like...
Let me just pull up my notes here on my cell phone.
Yeah, you just don't want to leave this...
There's something so close and maybe intimate to the love and to eating as well, because I love your...
Totally.
You have such soft skin that I've always felt like...
But that's more Buffalo Bill.
Bite into,
a good coat.
I'd wear you, but I don't know if I'd eat you, yeah.
I haven't done that with my friends, but I've definitely gotten stuck on the subway, and I've been like, all right, who are we going to eat?
That's the guy.
You know where it goes dark quick is babies. That's the problem.
Babies
I was just going to say.
Best.
This old stringy meat, like with all the poisons I've been putting in my body for 35.
No.
You don't want to eat an older person. Veal you want.
But like knowing people, you know, I mean, I couldn't do a baby. I could do a
toddler?
No. I could do a peer.
a peer. All right.
If I had to.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we had to, I thought
save
we were
a baby, eat a pear.
Yes. Haas, you ever nibbled?
You ever nibbled on that?
Hey, I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
That's always a yes.
Wow.
I'm someone who that is not appealing to at all, but the second my plane crashed in the mountains, I would do it immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just completely a survival thing. There wouldn't be a hump to get over where I'm like, but we knew him. It'd be like, yeah, but they're dead and we have a chance. So.
I completely agree.
Get out the A1 steak sauce.
Yeah.
This plane went down with a bunch of A1 steak sauce.
Give me 50 hot dog buns.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Now we're in business. Now we've got ourselves a dinner.
Yeah.
We've just made good dinner plans. So what the fuck is this article
we should explain
it. Wildly speculating on here.
According to Cannibalism, A Perfectly Natural History, the new book by zoologist Bill Schutt, out on Valentine's Day, so romantic.
Schutt. Wait, he's saying that it's perfectly natural?
Yeah.
We should look into this guy,
we
right?
We should. I mean, he's a zoologist.
Yeah.
He's saying cannibalism is having a moment.
Pragmatically, Schutt writes about cannibalism through the ages among humans and animals, normalizing eating your friends.
He explores cannibalism-specific topics like sexual cannibalism, ooh la la, mm-hmm. overcrowding, starvation, and social cannibalism like the religious cannibalism of Christian communion and placenta eating.
Yes. And all those I think we just kind of touched on as we were talking
for
starvation.
It.
But what about sexual cannibalism?
Mm.
What
I guess
is
I did
that?
Touch on that by saying I find you soft and That somehow
do you eat
people.
A little bit of a living person so as to not kill them? No. They have to. Yeah, it has to involve death.
I think they'd have to be dead. If someone.
Why? I think that Chris might be right. Like you could slowly consume a lever.
Like a tip of a nose?
Oh, yes. You start with the tip of the nose.
Well, that seems like the least painful thing.
Right. Just a little. Maybe you'd even start with like dead skin cells. Some dandruff. Start with
exfoliate.
Really work. Yeah. Just slowly work your
sprinkle it on.
Yep.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's no. You got to go for the good stuff, which you're right would do some serious damage. I think the good
organs.
Meat is like, you know, like a shank or like a flank.
Glute.
The fanny pack.
Yes. The fanny pack. Oh, yeah.
These love handles? This would be like pork belly.
That would be fine.
That's the softest part of my body right here. Here. This one little spot. Like.
Ooh, he's pointing at his little side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As we get our salt and pepper out.
So, Chris, listeners are dying to know, have you eaten placenta?
I haven't. No.
Oh, yeah. This is a I guess you could say, cannibalism. I mean, if you had to classify everything
absolutely.
In the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, where does that meat coming from other than a human?
Right.
Have you eaten placenta?
No, but I hear it's awesome.
I think you need to, you only have access once you have that baby. I don't think people are handing it all willy-nilly. Right.
Right.
Oh, you can get placenta.
There's a line around the block.
You can get it.
You could get it.
Get it online. You
talking about Darknet?
Hells yeah.
I wish
are we talking about the Darknet again?
I know. Yeah. I wish I knew anything. I don't,
we never stop talking about the Darknet.
I just don't know. I've heard so much about it, and it fascinates me, but then I just don't really know the basics of just the www.login.
I saw it once.
You saw it?
Oh, my friend, he showed me.
A placenta?
Oh, my God. No, the Darknet.
Just the Darknet,
Oh, God. It's just the grossest graphic design.
It's
hard to read because everything's so dark.
It's so nasty.
I like it. It's throwback.
Kind of.
It's like
right.
Angel
Does it feel
fire.
Like early?
It feels like a library MDOS computer.
Mm.
Like that's like booting up. And then like a lot of like...
Murder and...
And bad fonts.
Sex.
Yeah.
Lover, you're such a good designer. You should reach out to the Darknet.
Yeah,
if you want your shit designed well...
My emails
maybe more
keep
people
bouncing
would,
back.
Just give them a soft italic, you know?
Ooh, I don't think so.
What are you going, sans serif?
Definitely.
Classic lady.
All right,
that was the only font I could think of for that man.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a tried
sans serif is not a font.
No,
it's a factor in a font.
Oh, it registered to me as a dancing in the street is a new font that I've been using.
Really?
Oh, buckle up!
Can't wait.
Yeah. Yes, it'll shut down your MacBook, but yeah,
you're dancing in the street.
Yeah,
the Darknet could use a little of that.
Well, if any of our listeners know about what sexual cannibalism, please feel free to tweet at us at Menage Radio. We'd love to learn.
Yeah.
If you have any experience with it, please let us know.
And speaking of our listeners, let's slip slide on over to Listener Love.
Slip slap.
Listen, a mailbag.
See, that one jars you out of it.
Yeah, right. I was ready.
No dancing that time.
No.
Yeah.
What do we do here?
Well, Chris, our listeners tweet at us. They cannibalize us sometimes. They sometimes stop us on the street or email us questions. They want advice. We're shitty at giving it. We hope you can help us maybe.
I would love to. I'd love to try. Excellent. I'm in no position to give advice, but I think that I could.
You give off a vibe that I would instantly take advice from you.
Me too.
You
know,
see, that's a dangerous thing.
Oh, sure.
Thing.
I'm a lunatic, so don't put it on me. But I feel like you're someone I would go, I'll take advice.
I would take advice from anyone.
So, Haas, who's ready?
Well, first question is from Sal via our Twitter at Menage Radio. S Money says, I'm dating a vegan, which is fine, but he drags me to terrible restaurants that smell like ass. Any tips to get some meat in his mouth?
Wow.
So, tips to convert. I mean, you got to just, you know, you can't convert someone aggressively. Sal.
Yeah, you can't just stick meat in someone's mouth.
No,
Sal, that would be assault. But I think you need to just wait for him to get too
salty
so lightheaded
sausage.
That he just like I was vegetarian, still am, but I occasionally eat chicken because I just got so tired of being lightheaded all the time.
Yeah.
And then you as soon as you return to animal protein, you can like lift a
you just turn into Hulk.
A Hyundai.
Yeah.
You like shake someone's hand
Hyundai.
And rip their arm out.
Like, I'll take this one.
Yeah, I'll take it from here is what you say.
You say to the dealership.
Yeah. The consumer.
Oh, the consumer. Yeah. Yes.
Can I ask a quick question?
Mm-hmm. Oh, please.
From Chris. Tangent, did you take B12 vitamins? when you weren't eating meat?
Definitely not.
Okay.
No, so like, I just ate vegan peanut butter cookies around the clock.
Got it.
And just
when I went to a vegan and vegetarian, I've had fairly long stretches earlier in my life of that, and I just went very basic too. I didn't have any variety at all. It was a beans and rice. It was.
But like white rice,
you'll see the devil after like 6 months of that.
Yeah, you start to see him, and he is slender and really conscious of the
Dick
animals.
Cheney.
Yeah,
it was Dick Cheney at that time.
He's 5'4".
Wow.
Yeah. He tries. He prances. He's got that Napoleon thing.
He
prances
looks
around
so
like
much
he's
shorter.
Fucking,
and he uses like a Segway.
Yeah. Yeah. To get around.
He's incredibly agile, but no. Yeah.
He can do 360s on that Segway. I've seen it.
He can bunny hop it.
He can, yeah.
He was in the X Games, which is crazy.
He did win.
On foot.
On foot.
He is Sean White.
On one
Sean
foot.
White is the devil.
Sal, though, I think you got to just let your vegan be a vegan.
There's, right.
I think
don't assault him.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is you know, horrific.
Yep.
Yeah, and if that's a deal breaker, move on. But don't like complain and try to shove things in people's mouths.
Helped. 50% of our advice is you're horrific. Is how this usually goes. So that's right on par.
Yeah.
Haas, who else do we have?
Our second query comes from Cameron in Seattle via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. Cam asks, my girlfriend hasn't put out since the election. I literally protest every day hoping something changes so I can get a little puss. Any idea
double
what
douche.
The
we
fuck
got back
I
to
should
back
do?
Put out. We got stuffing wow. meat into mouths without consent. And
at least
got...
he's taking to the streets.
Are you yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
I just mean this is like a nice color. Side effect. Usually it's like,
yeah.
So I like lash out.
Right.
I do think it takes a certain type of sociopath to be throbbing hard post-election.
Like, yes.
I think it takes a certain kind of...
If the if that's where all your blood flowed after that election,
and if you're able to,
Well, we discussed an article like a few months ago that sex had gone down
was
after
the
election, that people
definitely.
Were just depressed, which makes sense. But also, like, sometimes in wartime, people are like, let's just fuck. Who cares about tomorrow?
Right.
Right.
So I could see it having both effects.
Well, is it also sex for procreation may have also gone down.
So you can eat the baby.
Outlook becomes less.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah.
That little snack. Mm. You make that snack. 9 months. Long time to marinate a snack.
Cook a turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Call Sal. You and Sal get together, eat some meat.
Fuck. Also, maybe stop using the term put out. That might get her little...
Yes, your choice of... Right.
I think that might be part of the issue here.
If every day since the election you've been like, babe, you gonna put
out? You gonna put out, babe?
Yeah. Then try a different approach.
Yeah, she
I'm
is
putting out.
Out.
Unless you refer out. To yourself as also putting out.
Yeah. I'm putting out.
Hey, look.
And
we're all
that's
putting
okay.
out. Yeah, as long as you're willing to put out yourself.
Yeah.
Put yourself. Don't
but
put yourself.
Don't
put yourself.
Don't put yourself out.
Up the output. There
two for
go.
Two.
Wow, yeah. I mean,
helped.
We are really handing out some good advice.
Thanks,
Haas.
All right, well, let's get to our last one, huh?
Nice encouragement. Mm-hmm.
All right, it's Deborah in Boston.
Oh, hey, Deborah.
She emailed us at menage.radio@gmail. Debs wonders, what is a good gift for your boss who you want to marry?
Whoa,
that's just a normal question for
sure.
Once.
Pretty obvious. A wedding ring.
Oh, buy that ring.
That's
that is
good.
A good call.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'd say an exotic pet.
Yes. Yes.
Which one?
I don't care if it's a Siberian tiger or a toucan. anyone wants a Siberian.
Anyone
will feel powerful with an exotic. Everyone just wants to become someone who has access to exotic animals.
Yes. And of those two, I'd say toucan. You know, it's less expensive, less of a burden to give someone. The Siberian tiger, you're like,
that's
your meal. Well, and also those meal costs just to feed that little guy.
Totally.
They start going through the roof. The toucan, you spread whole seed around.
Right.
And it's a gorgeous bird.
Fresh fruit, I think, for a tropical bird like that.
Yeah.
Still cheaper than like a whole cow.
Just a bunch of meat.
Yeah, I like your idea better.
Yeah,
should
I do
just
too.
Go with, we're not going to touch the fact that dating in the workplace.
No.
You can get... I almost got these in California on Craigslist until I found out that they're incredibly dangerous because there's all these email, an emu first and foremost. You can buy emu chicks and you can raise them, but they grow and be like 6
they're
feet.
They're so big, powerful.
And there's all these like essays online. They're like, whatever you do, don't get an emu. He beat up my mom and hurt my grandpa.
And this is a long story about this. His mom getting excited because the grandpa got an emu, and the mom was like, come on, son, we're going to see grandpa's new emu. And she drives over, unbeknownst to the grandpa, gets out of the car and starts running at the emu. The grandpa goes, no, Benji! And the emu just goes, nope, and kicks the mom.
Oh.
She flies maybe 6 feet in the air. And then the son, son to defend the mom, because the emu then descends on the mom.
Oh, God. The son, pecking?
The son then goes to defend the mom and starts, this. He's like a 10-year-old boy, starts fighting the emu. And meanwhile, he's writing this in all caps because he's so pissed. About
well, and so, yeah, like, so I fight the emu. He kicks me in the face. No. I have to get stitches. Don't get an emu.
That's amazing.
Yes. I also love a wild animal or any animal of sorts. You show up and your first move is just bum rush.
Like, totally.
Just sprint. You could do that at a house cat and you might get a scratch.
Like,
you
know, an old friend.
Yeah. Ah, get over here. You,
and emu to
I've
not
never
do
met.
Any research.
Yeah.
Like the None. Way you find out a pet will be big and violent shouldn't be because you get the pet and that happens.
No.
Right. But in the defense of these people, it's seeing an exotic animal is it's like seeing a celebrity because
yeah.
you're not used to it, and you're and what comes over you, you become a different person.
You do. Yeah. You kind of lose it a little bit.
You lose.
Like
you become your authentic
a dead
self.
Person because it kills you.
You, become, yeah. you cross over.
When they whip you with their neck and then you cross over.
Then you cross over.
They can neck whip you?
Yeah. Those big birds, ostriches and emus, whip around and their necks are like so strong.
They're very strong.
That's like a Hyundai right there.
That's like a Hyundai right in the hip.
Yeah.
Right in the T-zone.
Hyundai to the T-zone.
Well, so I don't get an emu.
Don't get an emu. That's
don't
that's
get an emu.
I have a suggestion.
Oh,
I already
Haas.
Rang the bell, but
okay,
go ahead.
It's over.
No, Haas.
No, Haas, I'm teasing.
I'd like
oh,
to hear
okay.
it.
I was just going to say, I'm old-fashioned, but maybe like Xerox your butt. And give them that.
Oh, the
good.
Office at the office place.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Hijinks on the Xerox.
Yeah,
you are old fashioned.
That's kind of what like a wayward sixth grader does. That's not so much a romance move though, Haas.
Excuse
that's
just me.
Haas likes romantic. To prank his loves, his
that,
crushes,
and then pants them. That's yeah. that's after you do that.
As soon as they
yeah, pants the boss.
As soon as they open the file folder on their desk and they see the Xerox butt, then just pants them.
Yeah.
And
then
anyone can just take a snap
chair.
Of their genitals, right?
You're right. You're
but
dick pic age.
You pull your pants down, you slap your cheeks on the Xerox, you might get caught.
There was the risk factor.
You really went for it. You know, I feel like there's effort there. It's
you could just slap those beautiful cheeks down onto that Xerox and let it fly.
Slap them down.
Yeah. How hard do you think you should start from a higher elevation and then to slap down the cheeks? How big a cannonball are you doing?
Are you taking
this?
A leap and just
Well, you
got to
do it fast, guys. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty slappy.
Hop up.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd want help in that situation. Someone to lift the thing. And but if you're going solo, scan.
May God have mercy.
Yeah, God. I mean, may the God be at your back with the wind.
With the wind always on the feet.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea, Haas.
Haas, I'm glad you dropped that.
Well, we've answered
Xerox us some stuff, please.
Please.
Yeah, please. I would love that.
It's like old-fashioned dick pic.
Mm-hmm.
We've answered some listener questions, but now we have some questions for our guest.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Chris Fleming. These are called sections. They're rapid-fire sex questions.
I see.
So there's just six of them.
Let me adjust my headphones.
Oh,
okay.
Yes. Let's all get set.
Okay.
All right.
Murph just took his shirt off.
Yep. You need to be shirtless for sections.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You'll learn a lot about yourself.
Okay.
Starting now.
What song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
You got a fast car. I got a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe they know it doesn't matter.
What's the
sexiest? Anywhere is better.
What's the sexiest animal?
Neapolitan Mastiff.
Ooh. Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Alicia Vikander.
Mm-hmm.
Which golden girl best represents your dating habits?
The oldest one.
Sophia.
Sophia. 69 or 420?
I've never smoked weed.
Oh.
So, 69.
Sweet. Lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Oh, God. I usually date small people who don't give a fuck.
Yes.
Woo.
Six sections with Chris Fleming.
Thank you.
Couple quick follow-ups.
Wow.
Small people who don't give a fuck is amazing characteristic.
Yes.
A friend noticed that about me. She told me that at a reunion. She was like, I noticed that the only people you date. And then she said it in chorus with her other friend, and they said, he only dates small girls who don't give a fuck.
Because
that's what I was channeling right
now. To have a type like that.
It is. It definitely is. That's an all cap situation, too. If you put that on a dating profile, don't give a fuck's got to be.
No
definitely.
Emus.
Whatever you do, don't. Well, I know. Send me emus.
That's what, when Sexiest Animal came up, I'm like, there's no way emus aren't dancing through your head. But
they did.
They did. But then you thought better.
They were doing the cha-cha slide through my head.
Ooh. And what kind of mastiff did you say?
Oh, Neapolitan mastiff.
What
those
makes...
are the big, the
they're
big
a giant
boys, right?
Breed.
Yeah.
Big guys.
Yeah.
I love a big dog.
They're so bad, they're good.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, aesthetically,
yes.
That's what I love when something crosses that.
Oh, yeah.
Crossing
yeah.
over.
Yes, like the program
you're
crossing
like
over.
Small
so
people
bad.
And yeah. huge dogs, yeah.
exactly.
neither of which you give a fuck.
Exactly.
Now, are they the mastiffs? Are they, because there's a breed that's not recognized by the whatever the powers it be, and I've seen video of them. They're kind of like they're huge, like a bull, like an English mastiff, but they're a little bigger and they pounce like cats. Like they have crazy reflexes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
know if this is the same breed. It might be a different.
I think the Cane Corso, there was some, which is like an Italian mastiff.
Right.
And I don't know if they pounce like cats, though.
Yeah.
That could just be a guy in a dog suit, which is now getting acknowledged
yes.
by the AFA.
Yeah, yeah, yes. They are finally allowing, yes, yeah. people to dress as dogs and be.
Yeah.
And be shown.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
They want to be shown.
Yeah.
The not so exotic pet.
Mm-hmm.
Just the guy next door.
In a dog costume.
Yeah. I really like the Tracy Chapman.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thank
that
you.
Would definitely steal America's heart.
Yep.
I mean, Tracy already did, you know. As...
And you got Cars in there, which is such, like, Americana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, any song about, like, Little Red Corvette. A lot of my favorite songs are about, have that kind of...
Have that car.
The car.
Yeah. It is an Americana. It's a little twinge of nostalgia.
Tom Waits, always singing about cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a beautiful... Everyone wants to get in that car and get out.
They want to
get like, the fuck out.
Get way out.
It represents freedom.
Highway to hell.
Craftwork. Yeah.
Craftwork.
Mm-hmm.
Here in my car.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. 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 In my car.
That was the very literal.
That's what's his name?
Gary.
Gary Newman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. Well, it was German.
Same idea.
I just know because we saw him at South by Southwest.
Yes, we did. We did.
What was he doing?
On seeing
oh, he was performing.
He was, yeah.
He was eating a hot dog.
Yeah. He was eating a hot dog out of the trash.
He was doing community acrobatics.
Yes.
This is his second wind. It was his second career.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was performing Cars. That was the one.
In
just
cars.
On repeat. Yeah.
Yep. Just going and you need to give people what they want, you know?
Definitely. I heard Lou Bega does first of all, he does that as concerts. He opens with Mambo No. 5 and closes with Mambo No. 5, which is amazing.
It's the sandwich, the
and
Mambo
there's
sandwich.
No songs in between.
Yeah. No, no. Just a trumpet player sneezing. But did you know that I don't know if I dreamt this or not. I think this is real, but no one's ever talked about it. The day okay, so Lou Bega planned his comeback. He hadn't done anything since Mambo No. 5. And then he...
And Mambo No. 5 was like 2000...
Oh, 1996.
Oh, it was 90s. Okay,
97.
Yeah, yeah.
It was middle school.
Yeah,
I was in middle
like,
school.
Great.
He hadn't done anything, I don't think, since then. And so he's planning, like, he's got a PR team. He's got everyone behind him. He's doing this big release. He is coming back. He has a song called, like, The Trumpets, like alluding to Mambo No. 5. And it's like redoing his image. It's like a little less, like... Miami, it's like a little like more modern.
Yeah, he's hip to the times.
He's hip to the times, and he comes back, drops his music video, drops the whole album the morning, 15 minutes after Prince's death is announced.
Oh God!
Oh, so he was buried.
It was the most depressing day. I was just like, no,
yes,
Lou, you
should have
stayed
blessing,
in bed,
though.
Lou.
Yeah, Lou, Matt, yeah, the morning he woke up, he was so excited. He probably had himself a little Americano,
a little mimosa.
You know, poured himself a mimosa with
in
his,
a fedora.
Yes,
he deserved it. I mean, he should have treated Rita and Sarah and Jessica.
Yes,
and Lisa,
oh yes,
with more respect.
That's a good point.
The only reason I think it could be a blessing.
I think there was a Marson in there.
Marson?
Marson, mm-hmm. I think. He whispered, Marson.
Marson. It's always been for you, Marson.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's kind of a blessing because now he has an excuse for why that didn't matter.
That's
and
also
I feel
a good
like there's no way that would have mattered.
No.
Totally.
Yep.
Totally.
He can now blame those poor album sales on, Prince just swallowing up all the thunder.
I think his video had 1,300 views.
Oh, wow.
I think.
Mm.
Last I checked.
We're going to check tonight. We'll get that up to 1302.
And again, I may have drunk. That may be complete.
No.
That's, once you say it on this cast, it's real. Fact.
It okay, is, good.
This
good,
is
good.
Part of
phew.
The canon.
Phew.
Yes. You know what, actually, and then what I'll do before the hour of silence is I'll have the song, that song, play us into the silence.
Nice. Could you sandwich us?
Sandwich and play us out. Yeah.
Cool, cool. Oh, yeah, and I'll have it also end the episode, too.
You're fucking great.
What if it turned out to be, like, really good, like, really kind of, like, edgy, like...
What if it was the Purple Rain
music.
Of its time?
Wow. Right. What, oh, no.
Right.
What if it was the torch being passed from Prince to...
But even more like art rock. Like,
Yeah. I hope that's what it is.
An hour of silence.
I have a feeling the trumpets, though. I feel like he fell back to his old tricks. Right. I'm guessing the sweet spot. Right.
I feel like you have to be relevant for a little longer than one song to have a comeback.
Yeah. That's also true. What was the team that was assembled?
Yeah. We got, who are these
this
people?
Guy can come
How's
back.
He paying for it? Is he a rich kid?
You're right.
Is he rich? What do you got, trust fund?
Is he a little? Rockefeller?
I think he just does a lot of benefits. Like, not benefits necessarily, but like
appearance. I feel
bad. Yeah.
Benefits.
And like Milan and
for
stuff.
For Marson.
Yeah. Dubai.
He's big on clean water.
He's huge in Dubai.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dubai, what do you guys say we get it wet?
Oh. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Make it wet.
All right, Chris, so here's what we do.
Okay.
We go to Dubai. Okay. Let's see. We're going to have a contest between the three of us. Haas is going to judge from the other side. What we do is we gather...
Judging from the other side.
From the Haas realm.
That's a good one. From the Haas realm. He will sit on his throne and he'll judge us. We have excerpts that are taken from various mediums that weren't written to be sexy, but we got to put on our sexiest voices.
Oh, sure.
Try to get sultry and
make them sultry.
Make these passages turn people on. This is Haas. What's our source material?
Well, in honor of this week of love, we'll be reading excerpts from the Wikipedia page for Valentine's Day.
Oh, how festive!
Let's have Murph. You can begin. You have your excerpt. Now melt these chocolates.
Valentine's Day, also called Saint Valentine's Day or the Feast of Saint Valentine, is an annual holiday celebrated on February 14th.
Oh, ouch.
It originated as a Western Christian liturgical feast day, honoring one or more early saints named Valentinus.
Where am I?
And is recognized as a significant cultural and commercial celebration in many regions around the world.
Woo!
Whoa. All right.
I think you did melt those chocolates.
That's a good sexual voice.
Going sexual. This is my game.
It's not fair because he's a professional voiceover actor.
Oh.
900 numbers. cut my teeth.
You got an amazing voice.
Yeah. I'll talk till you come all day.
That was great. I give that 5.5 chubs.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
More chubs than usual.
You are engorged, Haas. Yeah, 5.5.
All right. Well, moving right along, I want to hear what Diana's got for us.
Dirty Diana.
Hello.
All right. So, once again, you should have your excerpt. Now, make, sign, seal, and deliver.
All right. That didn't make sense. Several martyrdom stories associated with the various Valentines that were connected to February 14th were added to later martyrologies, including an account of Saint Valentine of Rome, who was imprisoned for performing weddings for soldiers, who were forbidden to marry, and for ministering to Christians, who were persecuted under the Roman Empire.
Oh,
ooh.
Ooh. Is that from the eHarmony About Us section of the website?
It is. Very sexy.
All right. Well, Haas.
Yes. Well, I think Chris, you're
okay.
Up.
Thanks, Haas.
Last contestant.
Ooh. Chris.
Chris.
The day. Are you ready?
No, I'm just queuing you up. I just am really.
I like that you talk too slow and people don't know.
I like to fuck around. So, Chris, you've got your excerpt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, glue a couple of doilies together for this sweetheart.
Okay. It's happening. The day... Wow. The day first became associated with romantic love within the circle of Geoffrey Shaw. Geoffrey... Oh, God. How do you pronounce... Is that the guy who did the Canterbury Tales?
I think it's...
It's not Chaucer.
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 Geoffrey Chaucer. Sorry. In the 14th century, when the tradition of courtly love flourished, in 18th century...
Oh, slower.
In 18th century England, it evolved into an occasion in which lovers expressed their love for each other by presenting flowers, offering confectionery, and sending greeting cards. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. My name is Chris Plum.
Wow.
That was wonderful.
Wow.
I like the pacing.
Yes.
Diversity.
Well, it was a journey.
Yeah. You got
it. Was no sprint.
Erratic.
From the finish line.
Erratic pacing.
You keep
that's
him guessing.
How I do
yeah.
it. You know?
On the toes.
Oh, he's speeding up now. Oh, ooh, now he's going too slow.
Oh, there we go.
Did he cross over? He's back.
You never know where he's going to pop up, you know?
Haas, what say ye?
I decree that Chris, with your 8 chubs, you are the winner.
Oh, wow. Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Haas, I feel like you're just giving me the guest privileges, but I appreciate that.
Haas, he's calling out your credibility.
No, I'm just saying, you kind of have to.
As a sex
you
kinda, judge. Yeah. Probably on point.
No.
No, you drove a fast car into our hearts.
Okay, good.
With 8 chubs.
8 chubs.
I like this new system, Haas, of your chubs.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's like, yeah. 10, you know, how many chubs did you get out of 10?
Oh, it's a scale of 10.
I think so.
Oh,
Jesus.
Like
oh, my word.
So I'm a B-minus student. The best is a B-minus student, Haas?
You get off on B-minus work?
Well, you got to really get me going if you're going to get 10 chubs.
Wow.
I don't like how heteronormative.
The chub system?
The chub system is.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Okay.
Maybe call it a mound.
How about
yes,
like
the
10
swollen mounds?
What about a lump?
Okay.
How many
How about
lumps?
A problem area?
Yeah. I found 2 lumps. That's your score.
Great.
That makes everyone feel sad.
That's good.
Yeah. But you know what else makes me feel sad?
What's that?
We got to say goodbye to Chris Fleming.
Oh, not already.
Oh, my
goodness.
This is fucking
gracious.
Delightful.
But our sweet listeners do not have to say peace to our guests.
No.
Go subscribe to his YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/chunzit. I'm going to spell that for you. Chunzit. And follow him on Twitter at Chris Fleming.
And you hop on over to Ticketmaster or Facebook to get tickets to his next live show, which is 3/9 in Boston at the Wilbur. That's March the 9th.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank
this
you
has
for
been
being
lovely.
You were completely delightful.
This
yeah,
has been a
we thought you
time.
Were going to be terrible. And you
yeah,
were.
No, I heard
we
you guys.
Braced ourselves for impact.
I heard you guys steaming about it. Yeah.
We couldn't get our
an air shadow boxing.
Yeah. That's what we do. When we go to our place, we shadow box.
Yeah.
We're always shadow boxing.
Oh.
Or shadow lumping if we want to be
yep.
mm-hmm.
PC. We also legally have to thank our producer, Pants and Shirts. That's Ben Hosley.
Haas, we also want to thank our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us and John Edwards for crossing us over.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
And our sponsor, of course, is Mike's Hard. What
yes.
was it? Berry?
Glacier Berries.
Glacier Berry.
Yeah. It'll send you to Mercury, that stuff.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
So cold, it's hot.
Yeah. I am sold.
It'll make you see your uncle.
Oh, shit.
I don't
yeah.
even have an uncle.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
You will when,
you, will
you,
on the
when you have it.
When you're floating on
when
that
you're
glacier.
You're 3 deep, yeah.
It'll make you think about how the polar ice caps are melting.
Haas, that's
enough. You know what? You pissed on the parade.
You whizzed.
You whizzed on
you whizzed on my float, Haas.
Acid rain.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.